The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Hello and welcome. And part of the value of our gathering together for Sunday morning meditation and talk is the gathering together of a community of people. And this connection to community, to others, human beings, is an integral part of Buddhist spirituality that might easily be overlooked if the emphasis is too much on meditation. Meditation where maybe we close our eyes and are kind of, you know, not paying usually too much attention to the people around us. In the teachings of the Buddha, meditation clearly has an ethical component, or say it differently, that meditation clearly has a very important role for how we live our lives in relationship to each other. That an ethical life in Buddhism arises out of a kind of a sense of well-being, feelings of wholesomeness, nourishment that is possible to feel for a human being. And so rather than starting with ethical principles so much, or if you like principles, starting with a principle of being attuned to one's own wholesomeness, one's own inner sense of well-being, subtleness. And so part of meditation is not only to become calm and peaceful, but to awaken inside of us a disposition that is free of ill will, that's free of any inclination to harm, and that disposition arises out of touching into something within that feels wholesome, that feels healthy, that feels nourishing a certain way. So part of the function of meditation is to feel that nourishment. It's not, of course, it's not easy to do, but it's just interesting to know, at least, that in the teachings of the Buddha, this is actually one of the purposes of meditation, so that then we can live our lives without ill will. We can live our lives with goodwill, live our lives with care, because it's our disposition, not because we're following rules, that we should do so. So as we sit today, perhaps you can give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps you can somehow go under the radar of the thoughts, ideas that you might have, that you are somehow not able to access an inner sense of wholesomeness or goodness or well-being, that sometimes is referred to as something within that's beautiful, beautiful states that we have. That maybe all of us have access to something if we, as I said, go under the radar, because we have sometimes these very strong orientations, that beliefs and preoccupations that give us the message that, no, this is not possible, not that kind of way. So, assuming a meditation posture, and part of the road to inner wholesomeness is to assume a posture that allows you to have some feeling of confidence. Maybe some modicum of strength. Some degree of respect. A posture of respect. And it can be done in any posture at all, but maybe an adjustment that maybe straightens the spine and opens the chest, positions the head better. So those qualities might be a little bit more evident. Or perhaps it has to do with the position of the hands. Letting the hands be in a position where maybe they embody a kind of confidence, strength. And it helps very much to be rooted, to be grounded here and now. The radar, the messages we have that we are not wholesome, not good, are messages kind of from the control tower, when we're kind of swirling around in thoughts and ideas, swirling in feelings that are a little bit maybe disconnecting, disground, non-grounding. So to take a few moments to ground ourselves here, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, feeling the contact against a surface that holds up your body. As you exhale, maybe imagine that you're getting firmly established here and on that surface. And then as you exhale, to relax any extra holding you have, tension in your body. Maybe so you can relax into that support of the surface that holds up your body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale with a normal exhale, relaxing the muscles of your face, the forehead, the eyes, the cheeks and the jaws. Maybe there's even a way to relax your scalp as you exhale. Throughout the day, we can do so much work with the muscles of the face and the scalp, responding, reacting to letting the face have a break, a vacation. And on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. On the exhale, relaxing the belly. And then for the next three breaths, breathing intimately, closely, but allowing on the exhale for your thinking mind to also relax. Relaxing any tension or holding or pressure associated with thinking. And for the next three breaths, staying close and intimate with breathing, see if you can also, if it's easy enough, if you can recognize it, to relax the pressure around any emotions you might be feeling. any tension connected to them. And then settling in more with your breathing. Can you also notice any place within where you feel wholesome? Healthy, where there's a feeling of inner goodness or well-being, or when you do feel such things, where in your body do you tend to feel it? And if there is a place in the body that you associate with inner wholesomeness or goodness, as you breathe, you might gently breathe with that place. So you're aware of both breathing and the location of your goodness. Or you might breathe through it. And if possible, stay close to your inner goodness as you sit here. Part of the reason to let go of thoughts is to be under the radar of the beliefs, ideas, the concerns of the thoughts, so you can be more here and present for your inner well-being. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to again, is there now some degree of well-being or inner disposition towards that which is wholesome within? And if there is, to imagine yourself living closely connected to this. Maybe it takes the form of a disinclination to ill will, hostility. Maybe an inclination to have a healthy concern for the impact your behavior has on others, to not cause harm or pain. Perhaps it's an inclination for goodwill, for simple friendliness and care, for compassion and love. May it be that our meditation frees us from any disposition that's hostile, of ill will, and establishes in us a disposition of goodwill. And may that goodwill travel in seen and unseen ways out into the world, so that the benefits of this meditation practice extend outwards to others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.